There was a man who had a dream, and in this dream, he met God, who ran a store that said, "Hopes, dreams, and wishes fulfilled." And the man went in the store and said, "Are you really God?" He says, "Yes." "Is it true what your sign says?" "Yes." "Well then, I would like to order a wonderful, healthy life, beautiful and intelligent children, a wonderful home, and a great job." God said, "I'll be right back." He comes back and gives him a little pouch. The guy says, "I thought you have dreams and wishes fulfilled. How can I find a house in that little pouch?" He goes, "Oh, you misunderstand. We only sell seeds here. You have to grow them. You have to work." And this little image is the image of true religion and faith that demands our cooperation and our work. It is the lazy person who shows up to a relationship with God or their husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend and says, "Knock yourself out, make it happen," and does nothing to bring into a relationship. What we have to do is secure this seed of faith, work at it, study, read, pray, and act. And do everything so that these wishes, dreams might be fulfilled. And to protect it from temptation, which is often a very sneaky thing because it always has a grain of truth to it. I will provide you three little examples. In the Air Force, the SR-71 Blackbird plane is one of the most beautiful planes in the world, and it has no weapons. On the patch of the Blackbird called the sled, it has 3+ because it goes 3 times fast the speed of sound. And when a rocket is fired at it, all it does is run. And no rocket can catch it. So getting away from temptation is one way. There are 2 other ways, and the second one I think is the best. The first way comes from Odysseus. In the Odyssey, when they were going close to the sirens who used to sing a song and drive the men wild, and they would crash their ships on the rocks. I think it still happens today. They tied themselves to the mast, poured wax in their ears so they wouldn't be tempted to crash their ships. Not a bad, but a very inconvenient method. The third and last one is beautiful. Jason and his Argonauts, when they were also going by the sirens, Jason hired Orpheus, a beautiful musician, to play beautiful music so that his men might hear the beauty and not be tempted by the song of the sirens. In our life, running away from temptation is one thing. Closing your eyes and ears is one way, but the most beautiful way is to open your heart and your life to art, to music, to good books, to beautiful songs, and fill your heart with so much goodness because nature abhors a vacuum. And if you fill your life with all this beauty, you will have no place for evil and temptation. And that is the best way, an active Christian lifestyle where your life is fulfilled with science and music and math and art and dessert and torte, because I think that's necessary. Then you will be able to take that seed of faith and grow it with beauty and love. Slava Iisusu Hristu!